Welcome to the teaching ministry of Joyce Meyer. This teaching is entitled, Finding Freedom Through Facing Truth.
Okay, finding freedom through facing truth. We all want to be free, but we're not all really great at facing truth. I know it took me a while, and sometimes I still have to have God show me something several different ways before I finally get it. Truth is the way things really are, not the way we think they are, or the way we would like them to be, or the way that we wish that they were. Truth, I think we might say, is reality from God's point of view. Truth is a central theme in the Word of God. Jesus is the truth. The Bible says that He is the Word of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And the Bible says that we, the children of God, are those who belong to the truth. In John 1:14, it says, Jesus came full of grace and truth. In verse 17, it says, truth came through Jesus Christ. John 4:24 says that He's seeking worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And one of my favorite scriptures, and one of the first scriptures that I could say that God really started revealing to me 39 years ago when I really became a serious student of the Word, was, if you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's not possible to be free without facing truth. Now, we want to talk about spiritual growth because we all want to grow spiritually. And to be honest, if we don't want to grow spiritually, then we have to go back and kind of examine our whole relationship with God and say, am I really looking at this the right way? You know, God wants to do things for us and He wants us to be happy, but that's not all that there is to it. God needs us. He wants us to partner with Him in seeing souls reaped for the kingdom of God. There are people every day in your life and my life that are, I don't know any other way to say this, but to say that are on the brink of going to hell. And God cares about them, and He wants us to care about them. And He wants us to pray for people and to be a witness to them. I think we get too caught up in doing witnessing. And to be honest, many, many years ago, when I was in the church that Dave and I went to for a long time, I was on an evangelism team, went out, we both were, went out.